Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How does it feel to save someone's life? When most people retire, Yasuko Shiraishi was reignited with a passion for using her nursing expertise on the mission field. Yasuko studied at the University of Hawaii and Queen's Hospital School of Nursing. She served 4 years as a nurse in New York at Roosevelt Hospital in Midtown Manhattan before returning to Hawaii as a nurse for 40 years. How does God rekindle fire or set ablaze someone who typically, if you think of retirement years, would be slowing down? Could it be that God, in His grace, by the power of His Spirit, who indwells all who put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ, could it be that God gives purpose, new focus in life at times when society and culture says to slow down? That's her story. Yes, the story of Yasuko Shiraishi. Where are you in your life? Don't you know that God, who sent His Son Jesus Christ, loves you so much that Christ died on the cross for your sins? And so in so doing, Christ shed His precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried. 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, who is able to bring new life and new purpose even in retirement years, can do that very same thing in your life. But you don't have to wait till you're retired. He can bring new life and new hope in your life at this moment, whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through. Simply open your heart to Jesus Christ, just as you are, in that simple step of faith. Put your trust in Jesus. Yasuko Shiraishi was the evening supervisor and administrative coordinator at Queens Medical Center. She's been a member of Kalihi Union Church and involved in short-term missions in Kenya, Uganda, Brazil, Thailand, China, and Japan. 11 missions in all. She has one son, Miles. She's been a member of Kalihi Union Church for 66 years. She's led in the Women's Fellowship and the Joy Fellowship Ministries. Yasuko, welcome back to our show.
Thank you, Danny. It is such a pleasure seeing you back home again from Boston.
Yes.
And just to touch base with you. Thank you for this privilege.
Well, we go back a long ways. Your involvement in our ministry literally has been from the beginning.
Yes.
And as a member of our prayer team, still meeting, praying, interceding, and involved in missions, as we're going to talk about. Yasuko, tell us a story. I see a flower that you brought in the studio with us. You've mentioned how endearing that is to you, but I think my words fall short in what it really means to you. But tell us the story of the boy in the Brazil favela that couldn't breathe.
Yes. This particular morning, it was Dr. Stacy and myself, Dr. Stacy Lau, and she was taking care of the adult patients, and I was doing the pediatrics. And as usual, there is a time for evaluation. The mother will bring a child in, and we will have a conversation. And here, Mom said, "My son has not been well. We have an appointment in 1 month to go to the medical clinic. But at this present time, he is unable to walk well. He cannot play soccer as he loves to." And so this was the time for the visit with our clinic there he was. And so I had a nice time just talking to him, but he just was not very responsive, pale in color. And so I put my stethoscope and I went through his chest and I said, wow, this is not right. And so I called Dr. Stacy. I said, Dr. Stacy, I cannot hear much of anything, just maybe a minimal, but nothing much. And so she listened, and lo and behold, she went to her bag and she reached out for an atomizer. It's God's way of just providing things. And just before she left her office, headed on to our mission for Brazil, she put this atomizer into her handbag. And so this is what she picked out. And she passed it on to me. And the instruction, of course, is for Ron to just take the best breath that he could. And with prayerful heart, that was my request. Lord God, give him the strength to just breathe in as he should right now. And there he was with the deepest breath that he could, and one big one is all that was needed. And so he put it down, and I'm getting my stethoscope back in my ears and listening, and I said, Stacy, come, listen. I can hear. And she listened, and we just praised God. We praised God for his wonders and his love. And then it was just a tremendous time. Much later in the afternoon, as I'm looking out of the door, I could see this boy, and he was doing his soccer ball. And I thought, God, you are so good. The following day, this young boy, he was 6 years old on that other day, 7 years old today. He came in with this artificial sunflower, one for Stacy and one for me. And here was his mother and some of the rest of the family. And it was like a presentation of life. And Dr. Stacy accepted it, and I received mine, and I just thanked him and hugged him. And this I will consider my most precious earthly gift. And I will always remember this young boy. And just to see him just outside a little while after what had happened to him, and there he was with his foot kicking the ball, and I thought, God, you are so good.
Praise this God, is wonderful. And praise God that praise he just God. Quickened yes. to Dr. Stacy to put that in
yes,
her bag.
Yes, it is all God's doing.
He's at work at all times, and yes. we don't even realize.
No.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Now, you have many stories.
Yeah.
You have seen hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of patients
yes.
all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's not even your career in the hospital. I mean, this is just missions. I mean, because, you know, there are lines of people
sure.
that are coming.
Yes.
Because we would, our Paradise Global Mission, we always landed, of course, in the city. But we always end up in these very rural areas because mm-hmm. we go where very few mission teams end up going. So we find ourselves, it seems to be the modus operandi of PGM.
Yes.
And so because we're there, whether it's Uganda, Kenya, and mm-hmm. any of these places, they don't always get the care. So when we bring our teams in,
yeah.
the medical, dental teams, many people come.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing way to share the gospel. How has that been, you know, through the years of your involvement in our programs, how have you seen the Lord use you to share the good news of Christ?
It is something continuous. The time of the past, the mission times, so memorable in every way. But back here now, and it is time with the family circle, the Ohana,
mm-hmm.
Kalihi Union Church, my first love, Women's Fellowship, Joy Fellowship, mm-hmm. and this is Joy Fellowship continuing every Thursday, rain or shine. And it is all so good to know that many, many of our brothers and sisters have come through this program and they have gone home to be with the Lord. Yes. And so it's something that is not just passed away, it is just continuation of even the glory for the Lord God there in the mission field, but now reflecting right here in our ohana.
That is so, so Danny, precious. We're listening to a worldwide missionary, not only in her city, in her church, in her community, but all these different countries worldwide. I hope our listeners are listening, because I can assure you I am. I'm being inspired.
Well, thank you. And she was energized by the Lord. Well, we give credit, all glory and honor to the Lord.
Yes.
We have teams of all different ages.
Yes.
And Yasuko was one who would always be a marvel, because she would outpace the youth sometimes in walking and in moving from place to place, and the incredible amount of energy that she had was quite amazing. A testimony of the Lord's
so
grace. Dear one, as you listen to Yasuko today, I wonder, have you ever experienced anything like that? Have you ever been prompted? Maybe you heard a speaker. Maybe you saw a video. Perhaps you went online and you were just curious. Maybe you didn't even expect it and you ended up watching something that took you to a different part of the world. Mm-hmm. And you thought to yourself, maybe a faint glimmer of a thought, could God ever use me to reach someone like that? Could God provide for me to do that? Could God use me to bring the gospel to someone in another part of the world? It's like looking in a magazine, but now you're living in that picture.
Yes.
Or living vicariously through someone else. But no. You're the one living it. Yasuko Shirishi, she knows all about that. And she'll share more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Okay, so you live life. I live life. We live life, don't we? You know, someone has once said, everyone who lives dies.
Amen.
But not everyone who dies has truly lived.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what if you had every single day, you knew your bank account would be filled with $86,400 every single day. But here's the thing, you had to spend all of it, because you could not transfer it, you could not save it. The next day, if you didn't use it, it's gone. And, well, you'll get another $86,400 deposited in your bank account. However, you never know when the bank is going to close that deal. And you no longer have it. It's out of your control. $86,400 every day. Listen now. You and I, we have 86,400 seconds every single day of our lives. What are you going to do with that? Could be more than money, you know, more than the equivalent of a dollar per second. What are you going to do? When I look at Yasuko, when I think about how God has energized and used her to fulfill the great calling, it inspires me. I believe it'll inspire you. The Good Life Radio Show here. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Suzanne Maurer in studio with me with Yasuko Shiraishi. Yasuko's been on the go. As you have, Yasuko, been on the go in this season of life, looking back, is there anything you would do differently?
Thank you for that. I will not do anything else than what I had experienced in the past. God always had a plan for me, and I am so grateful that physically, spiritually, I was able to carry out and just going on these special missions with beautiful people, with the directors, with Danny, and just everyone. So engrossed in the love of Jesus. I mean, this was so special. Many, many experiences I have gone through. I would not want to have missed it for anything. Not for anything.
Let's take a tour. How about this, Suzanne? Why don't we take a tour around the world with our leader, Yasuko, taking us to Uganda, Brazil.
Let me get my seatbelt on. I'm going to have to strap it pretty tight.
Take us to Kenya.
Okay, Kenya, the first two times, just marvelous. I mean, there were so many concerns. You got to be sure about the mosquito nets. You got to be careful about two and two always together. I mean, these were just implanted into our hearts and minds. And so we were always two together wherever we went to. And just never forgetting that in spite of the two and two, there was always our loving Heavenly Father, just close by, no fear, no nothing. And I remember even for Kenya the first time, a friend of mine said, aren't you afraid to go to Kenya? Several months ago, there was such a problem, and then the American embassy was intruded with the terrorists and all. And, you know, my answer was no. I am not afraid to go. There is just one fear that I had, and that was that I would not accomplish what God asked me and planned for me to do. That was my fear. And it did happen one time, but by the love of God, I just went through that magnificently. So it was good.
I think it was on one of those trips, maybe the first or second time, we were on the airplane. We flew from Seattle. I think we went over the North Pole to Amsterdam.
Okay.
We went the polar route,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And Suzanne, while we were flying, the plane started to drop.
Oh, I remember.
It started to drop. Okay, and it would. You know how you think? Okay, it'll go down a little while, and then you kind of level off,
yes.
And you feel a
you
little
pray.
Bit settled, right? But get this: it kept going down, 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 down. And people were screaming.
Yes.
And I looked, and I could see, you know, people's fingers gripping their seats in panic.
Yes.
I looked behind me, and I saw Yasuko. Yasuko had her eyes closed and her arms lifted, her hands open, and she was just praying to God. I'm thinking, amazing peace in the midst of an incredible moment of panic.
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
So we get to Kenya.
One more thing here. Prayer. Prayer is the basis.
Yes.
It's the most important part of our mission trip. And then on the return, there was one particular prayer person, and Wendy said, I was praying for you just at that moment.
Yes.
Miraculous.
Oh, saying
wonderful.
That you were praying while that was happening.
While this, yes. Like, in the turbulence, as we were just going shoom, shoom, all the way down, down, it was just knowing that here was this, at least one person. I know many were praying, but this particular person, as she confided in me, she said, I was praying for you at that time. And I said, thank you, God. Thank you.
You know, remember when we were doing those evangelistic events, right?
Revivals.
In very dusty areas, people would come out and people would come up for prayer.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
After we preached, yes. Kathy Paulo Hirai would sing and dance, and there were so many people who came up to be prayed for. I look down. I can't touch everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And then Pastor Ishmael Wagongo, who was interpreting for me, so we just called the whole team, everyone who was there, come and pray. So it was a line of our team members and people lining up, and everyone just praying, yes. praying for whatever needs they had. And it was caught on. We had that on video. Marilyn Kawazoy mm-hmm. had taken that video, and we were.
She was up on the stage.
She was up on the stage taking that video, and you know, there was one image that I got was one of our team members was just hugging a woman who was in great pain,
mm-hmm.
and that was a very touching moment. It was an amazing thing to be a part of that.
Do you think any of those people had ever experienced anything like that?
I'm not sure. Maybe.
Okay.
Of course, each event has its own uniqueness.
But do you have the privilege of going, do you know, to a place where no one has been before?
Well, I think there's, especially in Kenya, even if we were out in, I think we were in Kisumu and Nakuru, Kenya, the gospel has been preached there. There are churches there. There are needs there, a lot of orphanage ministries.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe in one instance, it was, from our standpoint, it was like we were in another world.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Literally in another world. My. And yet God, the Spirit of God was mm-hmm. working in us and through our partners mm-hmm. who are there.
Mm-hmm.
My time at this particular moment was a young girl, perhaps about 10 years of age, and she said, please tell me more about Jesus, because she already heard. She heard.
Okay.
But she wanted to know more, and so it was a good one-to-one with her at that time. And then she received Jesus personally.
Oh,
God,
my.
You are so good. And so just about the ending of this time, people were called onto the stage, those mm-hmm. who have had the experience of now knowing Jesus personally. And here is this girl who went up to the stage area, and she said something more, and she said that she was having a stomach ache, a mm-hmm. very severe stomach ache. But then at that time, when she was giving her testimony, she said, it is gone.
Oh,
I do not have it anymore. And all. And this is in English, and it was just the most wonderful time to see this young girl just smiling and just bringing glory to our Lord.
Yes.
I will always have deep gratitude for Pastor Reverend Owen Tonoy, who led those teams, who went with me the first time, just the two of us, went to Kenya to do our exploration mission, to do the assessment of how and what team members and the composite of what we were going to bring. But then it grew. I mean, you've been to Africa, you've been to Uganda under the leadership of Bernie Vitting, right?
Bernie, yes.
And Pastor Pete Anderson.
Oh, my, yes.
At Trinity Presbyterian. So what was it like for you there in Uganda?
It was a time of traveling. There's a lot of traveling there in Uganda. And from the capital, Kampala, way up in Gulu. This is the city that we were sort of assigned to go to. Many of the people in Kampala, though they knew the Lord, they were afraid to go up to the north area here because of the fighting and the soldiers and the captivities and all that was going on. And so here we were. We said, we are going. And so all of us, that whole team, we went. I don't know how long. It took about 8 hours. Muddy roads and all kinds of
Now, are
problems.
You in a bus?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. There were like how many? 16 or okay. whatever. I mean, we were in one bus. Mm-hmm. And so here we were. And as at one time of an event, it was going up the steps onto the stage area of bamboo all the way. And Pastor Pete and his brother, they helped me up to the top area, and I'm going closer to the microphone. And then it was brought to the attention of the people that she is 72 years old. And there was a wow kind of a thing. And I said, Lord, I'm not changed. I'm still at that age that I am right now. And then it was time for me to say just the wonders of Jesus. And the children were there looking at this old lady bringing the news of the beautiful Jesus Christ. Oh, that was quite an opportunity. There were so many things. I remember a woman, she was scarred. Her face was scarred. Her arms, I could see part of her body because she was able to open her blouse. And she showed me all of the scarring, no breast. And she told me that at that one particular time, the soldiers came into her home, took her husband. There were two sons. The soldiers took the husband and shot him right in front of her. Before that, they put her in fire. She was in smoking fire, and from the corner of her eyes, she said she could see her husband being shot to death. And the two young sons were carted out because they were going to use these two young boys. And she said, I forgive these soldiers, and all I ask is that my sons return to their home because they were in their captive areas. And then it was a time for just embracing and prayer for her, and just hugging her. And then I cannot remember what her illness was. It was a cough of some kind. And the next stage was now to go to the physicians waiting for her mm-hmm. to give medications and things. But I'll never forget this woman as she just opened her blouse and I could see her physical self scarred. And that she was able to forgive the soldiers.
Incredible.
That was so heartwarming.
As you listen to Yasuko Shiraishi share, there's a certain level of it's a sobering moment, as a feeling of gravity. You know, you're there in a place God called you there, and then you see not only a different part of the world, but people who live. And sometimes it's tumultuous times. Sometimes it's in a period of violence. They've been through a lot of violence. They've been through a social or political upheaval, and it affects them in their homes. It's hard to put these things into words, but we try.
Well, I'm just sitting here thinking you honestly would have to experience that to even begin to grasp the horror. I mean, even experiencing it, can we know, because we didn't physically experience it, the horror of it. But I can empathize, my heart aches, but to think that you actually saw that, and then that you were there to hear her say mm-hmm. she forgives yes. the people that done this. Only Christ could do that.
And yet in that, we're reminded that the needs remain.
Yes.
They exist. I mean, year after year after year. And that's why we've done what we've done, and by God's grace, we'll do what God leads us to do. Yasuko Shiraishi, she would not be able to speak as she speaks, describe what she describes, if she did not do something that, that Jesus has called all of us to do. We call it the Great Commission. Many preach about it. It's really, the essence is two letters that make one word, and it is go. Go. We'll talk more about go when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Bwana Asifiwe Sana. Praise the Lord. That's in Swahili. That's the language they speak in Kenya, and Yasuko Shiraishi.
Brazil.
Hey, obrigado in Brazil.
Praise
well,
Lord.
Yasuko Shiraishi has been taking us around the world. Well, we haven't gotten very far. Well, sort of. We went to Brazil. We went to Yeah, so she says obrigado. Obrigado sort of sounds like arigato, doesn't it?
It does.
But let's continue the world tour with Yasuko Shiraishi. But let me preface by saying there would be no world tour, Suzanne. We would not be able to talk with her about these things if she did not respond to a couple letters that form a word that Jesus used to commission all his followers. He says, go, and make disciples of all the nations. Sometimes I feel like the Lord who says, go, he will not, you know, sometimes we think, Lord, what's going to happen when I go? Who's going to be there when I go? What am I going to experience when I go? It's almost as though he says, well, you got to go first. And when you go, then I will show you what it is that I have for you to do. There's an incredible amount of revelation that takes place in our lives, very personally, as we follow the Lord's leading. The Good Life Radio Show here, Danny Yamashiro, Suzanne Maurer, Yasuko Shiraishi. Find out more about this program. Maybe you can, if you're tuning in right now or caught the tail end of the last segment, thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get this program in its entirety. Someone might be even thinking or feeling or wanting to say, Danny, when are you going to send another team? When can I find out more? When can I be a part of this? Can I be a part of this? Well, email me at danny@thegoodlifehawaii.com, and we'll keep you on our list as we provide and prepare for some unique opportunities that the Lord is providing. So, Yasuko, take us now to Thailand. You take us to Thailand, and I know I will say, Sawadika.
Yes.
Thank you, as you share it. Take us to Thailand.
Thank you for that translation.
Yes. Thailand was a different situation, so to speak, because it was not medically inclined. There was no dental services there. It was principally for the students, and that was a new adventure for me also. It was very, very interesting. At one time, we were gathered in this high school, and here we could see the marches. The people were coming in, the students, that is, with music and with their drums and getting ready for the morning, and the flag is raised. And then here came the principal, a beautiful woman, and she said something that was so inspiring. And she said, just listen to the word. Just listen. She said, in any language, in wherever you are, you need to know your own God. And she was not putting down Christianity, because this was a Buddhist situation right where we were. And it was so humbling to hear this woman just bring out the fact that each student must find his or her own faith. And that was so touching. Mm-hmm. That was remarkable.
Now, weren't you able to present the gospel in various ways?
Yes, we did. Well, with singing and with hand motion, with dancing. And it was so good that I was a partner with Pastor Owen's first son. Nathan was only not quite 14 yet, but he had the privilege to be there because here is his father, the director. Mm-hmm. But no, he and I, so we performed
things.
Which,
by the way, he's in medical school now.
He's in medical school, yes, and he's married, yes. Uh-huh. But it was wonderful, and just to know that togetherness, just because we are with the loving Heavenly Father, all things will work out. And then I've never been in that kind of situation before. And here I'm also doing videography. I just love to do it. So I'm taking videos of all of our activities. And then at one time, as I'm focusing way on the right-hand side, I could see like soldiers. Maybe they were ROTC type people, I don't know, but they were fierce-looking young boys. And I'm, videoing them all the way, and I said, my goodness, they hear about Jesus Christ, are they going to come and attack us or do something? And it was not so. And before the ending of the time that we spent with the students, they were gone. And I said, God, thank you.
Aww.
Thank you. Whether they were real soldiers or if they were all students, like in the ROTC program, I said, God, thank you. The students heard, and the students loved our youngster, our guy, because he was so good-looking and so young.
Well,
that was Nathan.
Hiya, Nathan. I need to make a correction, actually. You said, thank you for that translation. I said, Sawadika. That's a greeting. Kapkun ka is the thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I didn't notice.
for the record.
And for the male side.
Someone might be listening
side.
And saying, hey, he said it wrong. You know?
Male and female language.
Yes. Kap and ka.
Ka. Yes.
Mm. Okay. China.
Fascinating. I, again, was not involved in medical work because in the orphanage beyond Beijing is what's called Langfang. Here is an orphanage for the disabled young children. And just to know that these youngsters are rejected by the parents because they are unable to do many, many things that they wish their own children could do. They were mostly all on wheelchairs and just fantastic the way they just carried around in the housing area, in the school area, and just wonderful because they are so brilliant, so smart, these children. Huh? So smart in everything. And although physically they could not run and do all the things, their hands were good. Their hands were good. And here in this orphanage, they were continued to learn about Jesus Christ, and they could learn to play the piano. Most of them, in fact, all of them could play the piano. They could sing. They had sessions when they had music time. They had time for cooking, and these little ones are learning to cook. There was a bakery. This was the reason why we were there.
Let's talk about this bakery.
Yes.
And let's talk about that, the whole surrounding area. It's enchanting. And just the way the young people moved about and produced what they produced in the bakery, it's remarkable what they were able to do when in the condition that they were in. God takes us. He opens our eyes to see things that we would not normally see. You just can't. You see, we're in some ways limited by our own surroundings. Yeah. With our whatever we're exposed to, that's our world. That's what we know. But sometimes we don't realize that there's a whole other world outside. And as God calls us to reach people, our worlds begin to open. And we can never be the same again. When we come back, more from Yasuko Shirishi, this world tour she's taking us on. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
You can be released, you can be free. As you follow the Lord's leading, wherever you are, wherever you might be, the Lord, as you obey Him, He can lead you to places that you would have never thought possible. This is the Good Life Radio Show. Danny, you say, why are you speaking so slowly, so deliberately? Well, sometimes I look up and I have a reflective moment because my mind is taken back to a memory of something. But I'm going to let Yasuko Shiraishi share it. I'm here with Suzanne Maher, my co-host, the Good Life Radio program. By the way, if you'd like to contact me, you'd like to talk about missions, share about your interest in missions, maybe you have a story of your own experience in missions. If I read it and I hear about it, and hey, it might be something we might even want to read here and talk about here on our program, danny@thegoodlifehawaii.com. And our ministry programs, all of them are available to you for free. Free podcasts at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Yasuko, take us to China. Take us to the bakery. Describe for us what you saw. And I'm going to just mention a condition, the brittle bones disease.
Yes. In remembrances, as I see, these young ladies, they were mostly ladies in the bakery, and though they're handicapped, they're able to do their mastery baking things, you know. And it's just awesome just to look at the process of baking things. And they knew exactly what to do. They were graced by love. And it seemed like we were so informed that after 18 years of age, you are to leave the orphanage. So at this time, they can learn to be cashiers. They could be bakers. And just to know that in time, after 18 years of age, they need to find their own work. And that was kind of hard for even me to understand that in this short time, they will be self-sufficient. Of course, the orphanage will kind of help them find some kind of a job, but principally, they had to learn it right there. And to know that when the workmen, when we were there, because of the slippery walkway into the bakery, because the men were there.
Is it because of the flour?
Yes.
Because of the flour that was... Yes. Scattered all over.
Yes, all over. And it was not a smooth kind of a walkway into the bakery. These the guys that went with us, we saw them working diligently, removing the junk stuff and then putting new tiles and stuff on. Oh, so the wheelchairs can go just easily up there.
Of course.
So that was big job.
And that's the thing. I think someone... may be imagining something that we may need to clarify. No one's standing. They're all in wheelchairs. And they're all in wheelchairs. Some of them, their feet can touch the ground once they get onto the wheelchair. But to get to the wheelchair very many times, and I actually saw this, from where they come to the bakery, they have to crawl. It's like crawling downstairs to be able to hitch themselves up onto the wheelchair. And then the bakery is full functioning.
Yes.
So they are all, it's like working in, it's like an industrial kitchen that's at work. Someone's taking orders, they're communicating. The flour is puffing up in the air, and they're making the cinnamon rolls. Oh, yes. I mean, those were delicious cinnamon rolls that they would create, and then they would sell it.
Yes.
And they had people that, they had contracts, right? They were producing it. Yes. But it's like everyone working in this condition, and it was all run by them.
Yes.
So I think about the wise, their name was Wise.
Well, yes, that's right.
The Wises, husband and wife, did a remarkable work because in their condition, as in many societies, they would be looked upon as, and I want to be careful in using the word, but expendable.
Or shunned.
Shunned. Yes.
Yes.
And not given an opportunity. But because of this, they were given a special opportunity to learn and mm-hmm. grow and develop. Of course, no one's expendable. But in this case, it could have been like that.
How was the countenance in the bakery with these? Now, these are all 18 and under.
Yes. And I don't know if how many were. They all seem very young to me.
Yeah, they were young.
So in their teens, mid-teens.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But they all look very, even more so because of the condition, they look even more youthful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But how was their countenance, would you say?
Joyful.
Yes.
Joy.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Full of joy and purpose.
Every day is a new day for them.
So then as you share that at 18, they have to now go out and find a job,
mm-hmm.
but they're completely on their own.
Yes.
They have to leave this cocoon of joy and family mm-hmm. and togetherness, mm-hmm. and now they have to go out on their own.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Did
many of them come to know Christ?
Oh, yes.
They weren't alone.
This is a Christian orphanage.
Oh, praise God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Very fulfilling.
Keith and Cheryl, Wise. They are wise as they follow the Lord. Well, they have an incredible story themselves.
And all their adopted children, yes.
Yeah. Take us to Japan.
Japan. This was a time of encouragement. This was a time to just be there, to be encouragers for the pastors as well as for the people living in temporary housing area, because this is now 2 years.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Yes.
Yeah.
Since the incident of 2011. So this was about 2013. We were there from KUC, Kalihi mm-hmm. Union Church. And we were, because of the languages, it is difficult to be encouragers in that sense. But I am so grateful that I could speak some and mm-hmm. understand some Japanese.
Did Pastor Yoshi go? Was he?
No, he was there earlier.
He was, thank you.
A year earlier, mm-hmm. yes. And I was with Dennis and Beverly.
Oh, of course.
Yes, yes. It was a good time. And going to different special temporary housings, they always had a kind of a meeting room. And so people were encouraged to be there. And so when we were... we had just a tremendous team, and we had even a fire dancer. Can you imagine doing fire dancing for these people? And their eyes are wide open and just wondering, how on earth did we come from Hawaii to a place like this? And it is because of our love for the Lord Jesus Christ. And many of them do not understand English. And so we always had translators, and I was graced to be able to say some words in Japanese and to encourage them, having lost their families, their livelihood, everything up in that tremendous event.
And unfathomable.
Yes, yes.
They lost some of everything.
Everything. And just to know that several years now, KUC have been going
mm-hmm.
and being their encouragers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The world is a place where there are many hurting people.
Oh, yes.
And we ourselves understand in our own lives yes. what it means to feel hurt yes. and broken. And so there is a kindred spirit of relatable connectability because of our own experiences. And you know what? In those moments of relatable connectability, a bridge is drawn by God, by His grace, to bring the gospel, good news, the good news of Jesus Christ, the hope that is found in Jesus. There is no one like our Lord. Mm. His love, His mercy, His sacrifice on our behalf,
Amen.
His presence with us in all seasons of life.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I think it means all the more, especially in those down times.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And Yasuko Shiraishi, you have been used by the Lord
yes.
to be His ambassador, His emissary, His representative.
What a privilege.
All over the world.
Yes. And now what an inspiration.
Inspiration for us.
Yes.
And this generation and the generations to come.
Yes.
Dear friend, I hope that you today were moved, even as we have, and appreciate going around the world in the way that Yasuko has been able to take us.
Yes.
I'm glad we buckled our seatbelts, Suzanne Maurer.
Yes.
But as you have, dear one, I hope that you were blessed indeed. You know, God's timing is indeed perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, hey, the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a video presentation for you. And if you'd like to help us with your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Job 12, verse 12, is not wisdom found among the aged? Does not long life bring understanding? It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Yasuko Shiraishi. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave.